The World Food Program issued an emergency appeal today for food aid to North Korea. It said the agency's supplies have nearly run out and is cutting huge amounts of aid to needy North Koreans. The plea comes as the North Korean government prepares for a second round of political talks with the United States and other nations on the subject of its nuclear weapons program. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
Masood Haider is head of the World Food Program in North Korea. On a visit to the Chinese capital, he wasted no time at a news briefing getting to the point.
WFP is running out of food, in fact has run out of food in North Korea. This month, that's February and March, we will feed under 100,000 persons out of the 6.5 million persons on our books.
Those 6.5 million people who the WFP normally helps make up roughly a quarter of the entire population of North Korea. Haider says 4 out of 10 children in North Korea are already chronically malnourished, a situation he calls a medical emergency. This will get much worse, he says, as a result of the lack of food flowing in. He says more food is due to arrive, including some 38,000 tons of grain from the United States in late March, but that will not fill stomachs today and tomorrow. He would not apportion blame for the dip in food donations, but admitted that the current standoff between the U.S. and North Korea over Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program must have affected giving.
I acknowledge that politics forms a context which certainly affects humanitarian assistance. So that as the political context improves, certainly the possibility of a more generous response might be affected.
North Korea's self-imposed political isolation and the current nuclear standoff come on top of more than a decade of economic mismanagement and famine since the collapse of North Korea's major supporter, the Soviet Union. Numbers are hard to verify, but hundreds of thousands of people are believed to have starved to death in the last decade. Masood Haider says the current food crisis is especially ironic since economic change is in the air and to some extent on the streets in Pyongyang. Still piecemeal, he says, but a major difference even from when he arrived there 1.5 years ago.
There are mobile phones. There is a market. There are micro-enterprises everywhere. Second-hand Japanese cars, restaurants, economic signs, definite wage and price adjustments. Is it just window dressing? No, it's more than that. Is it substantial? Yes, it is substantial. Is it entrenched and irreversible? No, it's still fragile.
Fragile, like everything else in North Korea, except the government's iron grip on power. Asked about the six-party talks to be held at the end of the month in Beijing involving senior U.S. diplomats, Masood Haider said simply he hopes the talks go well and that they can help North Korea move forward from what he called emergency to development. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.